Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Things that you lean on, things that don't last.
Season 8, episode 46.
Yes. Sup. Hey, that's my thing. I'm mad now. You took it away from me. It's the only thing I do. I don't like you. I don't like you anymore.
You're usurping his hosting power.
I only said sup.
Sup. What's up, everybody? We all hope you had a very happy Thanksgiving. That you ate a lot, you got to hang out with your family, and that you didn't talk about anything that would drive anybody crazy, like stupid-ass politics and shit that doesn't matter.
We hope you woke up from your food comas.
Yeah, we hope that your favorite football team won, or the team that you are rooting for, even though they're not your favorite team, won. All that jazz. I don't even know. There's a bunch of games. There's a game on Black Friday. The NFL is just really putting it out there.
Only one game that matters.
That is true. The Lions.
Detroit Lions.
That's right.
They're playing the Packers.
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
They're going to kill them. The Packers suck.
Come on now. Because that was a heart attack last week, because they should have beat the absolute ass off of the Bears. And they won, but it was a clincher.
Well, fuck them. Anyway, yes, that's right. Jeff was correct. It's season 8, episode 46. And I would like to say, if you'd like to be a Patreon member of this podcast, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews Lake now and everything and sign up, and then you'll get all access to our Patreon only show, which comes out every week, and you only have to pay $1. I mean, we're cheap, and you can watch that show. Let's see, rate and review us on Spotify, please. And as always, remember to subscribe on our YouTube page and like all of our videos and share them. And we'll read some of your comments a little later on. I'd like to thank our executive producers who come in at the $25 a month level. And when you're a producer at that level, you get your name read as a credit every single week because you're a producer. And also you, let's see what else. Oh, yeah, you get a T-shirt. We do have a new merch store, which we'll show you in a few minutes. And you can get a DFT, which is a doodle from Tim, and you can pick from one that I've already done, or I'll do a new one for you based on your specification. So thank you to Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter, who Jeff and I ran into the other night at the David Tell show. It was nice to see him.
Yep.
And I believe we have a new video helping us sell our merch. If you guys want to listen to it, do you want to listen to it? Can I play it here, Dustin, or no?
Yeah, you can play it here. I'll insert it like I did last week. True copy.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, Dustin's good at inserting things. All right, here we go.
Thanksgiving is a time when families get together to eat a lot of food and watch football. Yeah, man, we never had a turkey growing up, but sometimes my dad would shoot a crow and stuff it with pickles. He boiled that ish, bro. He didn't even remove the feathers. We washed it down with Mountain Dew. Instead of gravy, there was a big old cool whip container filled with bacon grease and dice. We did have mashed potatoes, but the bacon grease and dice sort of defeated the purpose, because dice aren't that easy to chew, and you can boil them for 6 hours, bruh, and they ain't ever gonna get soft enough to chew, you know? We couldn't watch the Macy's parade because the TV reception was so bad. So my buddies and I would do our own parade. We'd blow up a bunch of rubbers and make our own balloons. Fucking teenage Trojan Ninja Turtles, boy. I made a really cool Aladdin one. Those balloons were greasy, boy. Nobody got to use them for sex because trees can't get pregnant by humans. We just ended up rubbing our lamps, you know, thinking about a genie from school instead of from the movie. We got merch. Official radio, labyrinth, pickleball, rackets. A perfect gift for the pickleball player. I love me some pickleball, boy.
And that, of course, is Fonzgiving. Hope everybody had a nice Fonzgiving.
It was really good, man. It was really good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We do hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Jeff had his traditional bologna sandwich with mustard gravy. Do you do an open-faced bologna?
No, close-faced.
Close-faced bologna. That's a good way. American cheese or something fancy?
American.
See, keeping it simple. That's what I like.
Store brand American cheese.
Oh, nice. Not even
You should do like a cranberry camembert or something, you know, fancy.
It's too fancy. I don't like that.
Well, we record this the night before Thanksgiving, and tomorrow morning I have to get up on Thanksgiving Day, and I'm going to make mashed potatoes. And then some sort of cheesy Brussels sprouts dinner. But we want to talk about these. When we grew up, they made things that they don't make anymore. You know, like our great grandparents, Depression era people, they made these weird Thanksgiving sides. We want to talk about a couple of these. And these are Great Depression type things. And I want to know if they would still work today, like turkey Jell-O.
Ew.
No.
Yeah.
The only time you see stuff like that anymore is in like pictures of cat food.
Yeah.
Is it like, what did they call it? Aspic?
Yes, that's what they call it.
But they would take this, the jello, and
they would put all kinds of shit in there back when Jell-O first came out.
Yeah.
They'd put like fucking vegetables and shit in there.
Right. Nobody fucking liked that. And then I hated Jell-O that had anything in it. My grandmother would make it with marshmallows sometimes. Like, can you just give me plain Jell-O and put whipped cream on top of it? That's all I want. And she did, to her credit. But Jell-O with anything in it, it's going in the garbage.
My father-in-law, he'd make a Jell-O pie with Cool Whip.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, but then that's the Cool Whip is mixed in and it's just yummy, light pie.
That's the way it was intended.
Yeah. they would also make these Jell-O salads, you know, like Jeff was saying, they put the vegetables in it, or they'd make this freakish ambrosia, but it would be Jell-O.
Hot dogs and shit in there.
Yeah, there's no reason for that. None.
It was mint, right? Like a lot of them made mint Jell-O to go with whatever.
Rack of lamb.
Bourguignon or whatever the hell they're having.
Cover the taste of the meat that was
in the rack of lamb. Yeah.
They do use mint jelly still. We had always put that as a side when I made lamb chops at my old restaurant. You throw the lamb chops in the broiler, they're done, and the people would dip them. I like lamb. I don't need mint jelly to make it good.
Yeah, it kind of covers the flavor up.
Now, there's this other thing that is disgusting. We could sort of mention it, but ambrosia. I never had that ever. And I've been to Southern Thanksgiving.
I got a bowl sitting about 15 feet from me right now.
Of ambrosia. Did you make it?
No, my mother-in-law made it. She makes it every year.
Is it a walnut?
And she eats it every year along with my wife. And that's it. That's why it's in a bowl the size of a cereal bowl.
Canned fruit, mini marshmallows, Cool Whip, cottage cheese. Weird fucking shit.
Yeah, pass.
Disgusting.
You know, your aunt's dandruff.
Phil, man, come on.
Anything that might have been flying around the kitchen at the time.
Well, there's some. Wash the mold off those chickpeas. Creamed corn is horrible.
I like cream corn.
I like cream corn.
I do not like cream corn.
Almost fought a lady today over a thing of cream corn at the grocery store. It was the last one, and I got it before she did.
Oh, yeah? She gave you the evil eye?
Oh, dude, she more than that. She gave me that. You don't know nothing about no cream corn.
Like, she said that to you?
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. And I just walked off going, I know play. I've got cream corn and you don't have cream corn.
What does she mean by that? You don't know nothing about no cream corn.
I don't know. I guess she expected me to go, yeah, you know what? You're right. I have no idea what this is. Here, you take it.
Yeah, I thought these were niblets.
She was like,
buy your own whole kernel corn and cream it yourself.
Yeah.
It looks like puke. I like to mix it though with kernel corn and make a corn souffle. But yeah. That's it. Yeah, that's the good. Extent.
That's what my stepmother makes. She makes this good corn casserole that I really like. Everybody really likes it.
Yeah, corn casserole rocks.
Something like that. Well, that's from the Ladies Home Journal. Let's see. Hot Dr. Pepper. I never heard of that. That's great.
What? That's Hot huge... Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, actually, in Tennessee, where I grew up, they actually, every year, the snow cone stand in the shopping center switches from snow cones to Hot Dr. Pepper, and you would drive through and get it like hot cocoa or something. It's really good, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They put like a lemon wedge like in it, and then they keep the Dr. Pepper hot. It's no longer carbonated, but it's more like, you ever had Glühwein, like the warm wine?
Mm-mm.
It's very similar, but extremely sweet.
Hmm.
Yeah. This does not sound appealing.
Here's the last one from this list. Hellman's Mayonnaise shared this recipe. This is from...
Just potato chips and Hellman's Mayonnaise, the Tim Andrews special.
No, I would eat that. No, this is Cranberry Surprise. Blends the tartness of cranberries with the delicate creaminess of Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
That's when that chick comes out and does the surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. That one's so annoying. I keep popping it. We used to make things. My dad would make He Got and Shoot a Crow. No, that was in the video. We would get a woodchuck and, cut it open, rip out all the guts and bones and meat. And throw that in the garden, but we would take the hide and we would fill it with marshmallows and jacks, the jacks that you
fuck up.
You would bury it in your backyard for like a year and a half, so you had to time it out before Thanksgiving. Then you would dig it up and that's what you had for dinner. It was really good.
Is this from like Ed Gaines autobiography?
The Ed Gaines kimchi recipe.
Yeah. Kimchi. That's what that was. Well, we didn't really know the gender of the woodchuck. But still, it was very tart. It was very, very interesting. Sometimes we would hollow out a baseball or something like that. And then you would put a bunch of salmon roe in there that you would use for fishing. And you put that in the oven at like 125 for about 17 hours. And that made something tasty, too. That was one of the sides. Of course, anything went in the Jell-O. We would cut up strips of chicken livers. And raw and put that in lime Jell-O. We called it lime liver. That was really good. Did you guys have that?
Oh yeah, that staple in my house.
Yeah.
No lime liver at our house. We didn't really care for liver.
I guess that's a Pennsylvania, an Amish thing.
It's an Amish thing.
Yeah, we'd wrap raisins and pepperoni and put a toothpick through it. And then you'd have the those were the hors d'oeuvres.
I'm trying to think of the craziest thing that I've ever had, and I can't think of any food. I just can think of a Thanksgiving when I was like 9, and we went to my step uncle's, and my mom had heard he was a molester, so I wasn't allowed to be alone with him. And they had one of those Felix the Cat clocks on the wall.
The eyes went back and forth?
Yes. And yeah. It was all dark in the house and all wood panel-y, and sitting on that couch and just seeing that fucking cat and knowing there was a molester in the house that I wasn't allowed to be alone.
That was really the cat's eyes were taken out. And that was your uncle. We'd take your shirt off. You ever had a wild turkey, a shot wild turkey for Thanksgiving?
I've had a shot of wild turkey.
You ever taken a bite and had to spit the buckshot out?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. So you get those little BBs in your teeth.
Yeah, it sucks.
We had earthworm pumpkin pie where you put the earthworms in the mix and you bake it in the pie. That was pretty tasty. All these things, these are lost traditions, with all the immigration, uncontrolled immigration, people coming over the border, we're losing our traditions. And one of those traditions was earthworm pumpkin pie because you got a lot of protein in it. It was very keto. So we go get monk fruit, and it's hard to get monk fruit because you got to find an abbey and then you got to jack off a monk, and that's how you get monk fruit.
My sister had a meal the other day. It was from a vegan Jamaican restaurant in Detroit, and she had some jackfruit. It looked like roast.
The same thing as monk fruit, but it comes from anybody. It's not blessed.
I thought monk fruit was a sweetener.
It is, but you have to jack off a monk. You have to go to an abbey. and jack off a monk.
Fucking monk joke.
I'm telling you, that's how. Okay,
you're gonna die on it.
You have to jack him off while you're watching a USA. Ed Levine stand.
Yeah, jack him harder. That's how it's sweeter if you jack him harder.
I'm gonna keep going with the monk jacket.
Well, the jackfruit looks like pork roast.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of vegans use it for a meat substitute for barbecue. Yeah,
for meat.
Yeah, is it good?
Like barbecue.
She raved about it.
It's as good as your barbecue sauce is. That's about okay. Yeah.
I made it once before and I didn't make it right, and it tasted like complete. But what she had looked amazing. Like, they obviously know what they're doing.
Tasted like Jack Black. That's who you have to jack off to get Jack.
Jack.
I made a joke about how you get monk fruit. You have to go to an abbey and find a monk and jack him off while Ted Levine watches you. And when you're doing it, USA has to be on, and Tony Shalhoub has to be on the screen.
That's a lot of plates, man.
Yeah.
To keep spinning.
Yeah,
this person.
But it's worth it.
I guess it is mighty sweet.
Because you won't get diabetes.
Can you watch Wings? If Wings is enough?
You'll get diabetes, but you'll get chlamydia. That's what you get.
Yeah, you can. You can watch Wings. And anything else. Oh, you can watch that Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything else he's been in. Like Gray Thor's Hammer. Okay, that was a terrible joke. And I'm going to keep going.
What are you doing? What are you playing with over there? You got a fucking fidget spinner? What are you doing?
I'm not used to being here. I'm used to having the freedom to wave my arms around, having the radio station. I haven't been in this room in a long time doing this show.
Are you scared?
No. I'm tired and I'm sick of being sick, having a runny nose and having a cough and not being able to do the voice I like for the Redbox troll because Steph hates it.
Do your stupid voice. I'll shut up.
No, I won't do the voice. I'll just do my own voice. Hi, how are you? Yeah, I just wanted to add to what you guys were talking about, and then I'm going to go back in the corner. Gilbert fed me a lot of carbs today, so I'm very, very sleepy. When I was a kid, my Nana, she would make green bean casserole, but instead of using a cream of mushroom, she just used tomato soup.
Ew.
And instead of crispy onions, she just fried green beans. So you had green beans, tomato soup, fried green beans, and then on top of it, she put confetti sugar. It was really tasty. Did you know that if you jack off a monk, you get that? Get back in your corner. I had him bite. I pretended to have him bite Gilbert's hand because he was putting cars in it. Ron bit his hand. You know, the teeth are made of foam. And he went, ow! I don't think he really got bit. I said, dude, it's foam. I'm not that kid at school that bites you.
Oh, there's always got a biter.
Yeah, well, he bites too, but we took care of that. He blames.
Yeah, bite him. Did you bite him?
No, I didn't bite my child.
No, you got to bite him.
Oh, bite the other kid. That's what.
I thought you bite the kid.
You bite.
I don't have kids,
kid.
But I thought you're supposed to bite them. If your kids bite, then you're supposed to bite the kid so that they know what it's like to be bit, and then they don't bite.
When he shits on the floor, I go and shit in his bed.
Are you throw a snake in his bed in the middle of the night? To stop him from biting?
That's for bedwetting. You're for bedwetting. Yeah.
When he's been particularly bad, while he's asleep, I'll put the Roomba in his bed. So when he wakes up, the first thing he sees is the Roomba. He hates it. he'll forget about it and he'll walk around and he'll see the light on the Roomba and go, no, Wobot.
That is low key sadistic, too.
You throw that car again, the robot's going to get it. No robots. All right. Speaking of shitty things to do to your child, which I don't recommend. Another thing we wanted to talk about this week is shitty Christmas gifts for 2023. If you're scrolling through TikTok, if you're scrolling through Instagram, and those are the two worst offenders, because if you're scrolling through Twitter or X or whatever it is, it's just all crypto scams. But on Instagram and TikTok, it's all these come-ons for Christmas gifts. Like, they have these ornaments that if you send a picture, that's good, this detailed thing. Let me tell you, that's not going to what you're going to get. Like, I ordered something for Eric Von Hessler last year. It was this beautiful image of a treetop or of Josh Allen leaping over from the Buffalo Bills leaping. And that was the treetop. And it looked, wow, this is great. I get it. It looked like a color form, like a shrinky dink that didn't shrink all the way. It was terrible. So I don't recommend that. But you see all these gifts, and now is the time when they have everything on there. Somebody, I don't know who submitted these, so you just tell me what you thought of it. One is the Santor hand-blown glass ornament. So it's half Santa, half, well, it's a centaur, but it's Santa. Centaur, Santa. Who posted that one, and who, where did that come up?
I saw that on one of the Christmas sites. Mm-hmm. I was scrolling through, and
it's only $18, and Santa doesn't have a shirt on.
But he's muscly.
No, but they did go through the trouble of putting a Christmas house under it, so you couldn't see his centaur cock.
No, he's fucking that house.
Yeah, do you think Santa oh, by the way, all this shit's available on Temu, the garbage dump. Hey, it's a game, it's an app, it's an e-com. No, it's a game. No, I mean, I had Temu, and they text you 1,000 times a day, hey, we got a special deal for you, time's running out. I'm like, yeah, time's running out for you, delete.
Did it take the place of Wish? Because I've seen Temu stuff now, I never see Wish stuff anymore.
I think it is. I think it's rebranded. Mm-hmm. Santa brings it to you in a garbage truck pulled by rats. Flying rats. Possum flavored candy canes. That's fucking disgusting. What is that?
They spelled possum wrong too.
Jeff's a stickler for the O in possum.
We don't live in Australia. We live in America.
Hey, possum.
So I was just looking for candy canes. I was looking for weird candy canes.
Uh-huh.
And that site came. They have a bunch of other really gross ones as well.
Essence of possum. Christmas just got a lot more exciting with the addition of our possum candy canes. Porky candy canes with a distinct porky flavor.
Enjoy your distemper, everybody.
I didn't know possum tasted porky.
A urinal shot glass. That's a bad gift. I mean, if you're having one of those, what do they call it? The white elephant or the Yankee can, the Yankee gift swap?
Yeah.
You know, where everybody gets a shitty gift and there's one good one, so they just keep exchanging it back and forth. The urinal shot glasses, like, oh, these are cool. We'll use them once.
They're so gross.
Yeah.
There's hardly anything that you're going to put in there that's not going to look like shit or piss. But I guess you won't care.
Yeah, put a Mountain Dew in one and cocoa in the other. You know, like you had diarrhea. That's the diarrhea. Like
some of that Italian hot chocolate, just fill it with that.
Yeah. It is. I'm glad you guys found these because I haven't seen these until today. The Rocktopus fidget toy, which is the head of the Rock, you know, the wrestler or actor, and an octopus arms. That's fucking weird. Who are you going to get that for? Your kid?
I don't know. And it could go either way. If you're a kid, like, some kids might be like, oh man, it's fucking weird. How cool. And then some others might be like, it's fucking
that guy's been slaving away at his 3D printer for months now trying to make these things.
Yeah.
Rocktopus.
Pump out all the rocktopuses.
He should go on Shark Tank with it. I'm going to save my favorite ones for the end, but I found a couple on my own. Shoot the Poop, which apparently is a popular game where you use a slingshot and shoot pieces of poop into a toilet. And it's a fun-filled game that you can get at Temu. What's this? Metal Bird. Who found this one?
That's just from John Oliver.
John Oliver.
So he has, this is real?
Yeah.
A $74. What is it?
It's the bird of the century from New Zealand.
Hutiki Tiki is the, it's a bird they're trying to make the national Australian bird. And I guess everybody votes on it. And he's actually put this huge campaign together to make it win by a landslide.
Oh, the crested grebe?
Yeah.
Well, it's too expensive. The Jolly Puffer cigarette dispenser. You seen this one? You fill a
That's
cigarette.
A classic.
Yeah, I've never seen this before. And you squeeze Santa and the cigarette pops out where his dick should be.
You haven't seen that before?
No.
That's I haven't either.
Yeah, that's like one of those. I don't know if it was my uncle. Somebody in my family had one of those. But it wasn't. It was a naked guy in a barrel. But yeah, you would push down the barrel.
Okay.
Yes. And the cigarette would come out. Yeah.
I remember that. All right. The last one is something I got for, if my grandma were alive, I would have gotten her this. The Jeffrey Dahmer candle.
What does it smell like?
It smells like his refrigerator. So it smells like rotten human flesh. David Tell told a funny joke about that. He goes, everything's closed in Milwaukee and you can't find anything to eat. He goes, that explains Jeffrey Dahmer. We met him after the show. Jeff and I saw Jeffrey Dahmer last Friday night, and you know, we waited in line, and we were the first in line. So he came out and took a picture, and I was going to tell him a joke, and it completely bombed. He went, yeah, okay. Great.
And he was in a super big hurry though, because the show ran late, and he had a second show after that. So,
oh, I know.
He was just trying to get the hell out of there.
It was a terrible joke. I'm glad that he didn't. I'm glad he at least told me it sucked by not telling me that it sucked. Everybody have a nice life day. We first heard about Life Day in the mid to late 1970s when that Star Wars premiere, the 1978 holiday special premiered. And we knew that Han Solo and Chewbacca were en route to Kashyyyk. So Chewbacca could spend Life Day with Lumpy and Stinky and Dodo and Vapid and all the people that lived on Kashyyyk while they... Empire tried to prevent them from doing it. It's probably one of the worst things ever made. Well, not really. You have the prequels and the sequels. And then above the prequels and the sequels, you have the Thanksgiving holiday special. There's a documentary coming out about that. I'm interested in that. You guys going to watch it?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
The documentary's got to be at least more interesting than the actual show.
I'll probably watch it.
I hope they have some kind of behind the scenes, or at least expand on the cartoon portion. That was like the best part of that whole thing with Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's why people watched it, to see Boba Fett.
Yeah.
He talked like this, sort of, or I've got to fight this dragon. I had two Darth Vaders before the Boba Fett figure came out, so I would turn Darth Vader's head around and pretend that it was Boba Fett. Because you know he had that vag.
Right.
You did that with your real bow, too.
No, I have to draw bruises on it so it'll turn me on.
Oh, God.
Speaking of things that are returning, I didn't even know about this, or maybe I've forgotten. Axel Foley is coming back. Beverly Hills Cop Axel Foley is coming back.
Finally.
It'll be on Netflix. And some stills have already come out from it. So he looks like Eddie Murphy. Of course, his hair and his mustache are dyed, but he's wearing a Detroit Lions jacket. So I can't wait. I love Axel. The third one's terrible. First one's amazing. Second one's okay. But obviously Bogomil isn't in it because he died in canon. He died.
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold is in this. Is he the only original cast member coming back?
Hopefully they'll figure out a way to write Bronson Pinchot into it again.
Oh, he is in it. He is in it.
He is in it. Yeah. What are the odds? Yeah. I mean, you're going to run into that guy again if you're having another movie.
He's narrating a book I'm reading, listening to right now.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
The one about action heroes from
The Last Action Heroes by Nick DeSimone. Yeah,
he's a great narrator. I've read a few. He does a couple of King books.
Yeah, he's really deep. Are you sure of this? Because I was expecting him. No, you cannot. He's an action book. Hall and Oates hate each other. I saw this story today. Daryl Hall got a restraining order against John Oates. When are they? They having a lover's quarrel? Did John Oates beat up Daryl Hall? What's going on with these two? You know, you can retire. You have enough money.
Yeah. He keeps, I don't know. Hall is a kind of a control freak from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know when my brother and them opened for them for Hall and Oates a couple of years ago. And they said that Oates was very personable and interested in the instruments and talking to people. And Hall didn't see.
Yeah, Oates seemed like a good dude.
Yeah,
Daryl Hall always seemed like he was full of himself.
He
never liked him, even back at when I lived in Pennsylvania. He's a big Pennsylvania.
You ever watch a show?
Dude. Yeah, I've watched it a couple times.
Yeah,
what show? He's playing in the barn.
Daryl's house.
You know, it's he invites like a member of a band in, and they'll jam for a little while, and then they'll do one of the their songs, and then they'll do one of Hall and Oates songs that they pick.
Yeah.
And a few of them are really, really good.
I saw Hall and Oates a bunch of times, a couple times at Music Midtown and once at Chastain. And then I was in New Orleans once and I saw Daryl Hall walking down. What is that street? Everybody go
Bourbon Street.
Yeah. Hey, Daryl. Hey.
Is he really tall?
Yeah, he seemed it. He had a lot of blonde hair. I remember that. I was scrolling through Twitter today, the site that's now known as X. Everybody's going to call it Twitter forever. Sorry, Elon. Extremely racist and controversial site that used to be called Twitter that is now called X. It is run by a South American white supremacist by the name of Elon Musk. And then I thought to myself, after I read this story, I'm going to switch to Threads. And I thought that I was completely away from Threads until I updated Instagram. Hey, remember that app we made that you didn't want? Well, you can log in anytime you want. You're missing these threads. Then I Google, how do I get rid of seeing? You can't. So.
You can delete your Instagram.
I don't want to delete Instagram. I like Instagram. Threads seems like it's a cool place to go. As long as, I don't know. It's like people that you like posting about things they like, right? Like the celebrities and actors and stuff.
Yeah, it's like Twitter when it was Twitter.
But I don't want to see politics. And in my main Twitter feed, I don't see a lot of it. Or X feed or whatever. I don't see a lot of it. Or news or anything like that from either side. And if I do see it, I get rid of it. And if I don't want to go to I just want to, what movie are you in? Susan Sarandon.
What's your OnlyFans?
That too. Right, Steph?
Yeah, man. What could I do? I've thought about it. Like, do just regular people that aren't young and hot, like maybe just put your feet on there molesting fruit or something? Can you do that?
Yeah. OnlyFans? Smosh videos.
Yes. And there are young people on there who aren't hot.
I've never been on there, but I mean, I know like it's
been told. I've never looked at it. I've never gone in, never logged in, never created an account, deleted it. never in my life. I don't even know what it is. Why do we even bring it up? That's where I think Susan Sarandon's going to have to go.
About OnlyFans?
Yeah. Well, she can't get work anymore. She just got fired by her talent agency.
Oh, wow. I just saw her in something and she was pretty good.
Yeah, I think she played Moses' mother. Anyway, I was looking at Twitter, which is now called X, and I saw this post is Mystery Science Theater 3000 is doing a fundraiser for season 14, and one of the movies they want to do is Battle Beyond the Stars. I used to watch that all the time with John Boy and George Peppard. You know what I'm talking about? Is that Roger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those awesome spaceships.
Yeah, that he used in like a million Roger Corman movies.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a bad movie. It was a fun kind of tale. It was cheesy as shit, 1980, whatever, ripping off Star Wars. But I would love to see those guys riff on that. So I hope that they could get it. And if you can, Dustin, share that link. Yeah, hopefully they can do it. Let's read your comments. Roby said on our Patreon page, the NFL officiating has been awful since the major rule changes years ago. And I think he's right about that. Like, you can't even like hit the quarterback with a sledgehammer anymore or try to break. You can't spike him in the face. Like in professional hockey, you're allowed to cut a guy's head off, kill him. Did you see that a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, that's messed up.
You can
they arrested him.
Yeah, first was murder with homicide.
Mm-hmm. So it was accidental. I mean, he just did a karate kick to the guy's neck and sliced his head off right there in the thing, and the guy died. I mean, fucking snowflakes, right? Roby does make a good point. It has been awful since they changed all those rules. And it's like you even brush up against a guy and then they can fake like they got hit. And even your quarterback, the one that you're rooting for, will do it because they know they can draw the flag. It's just terrible. And I hate watching a game with lots of flags in it. Let's see. We got some really cool ones on our
Tim hates flags.
Yeah, I was going to say a bunch of jokes and I decided not. The officiating for the 49ers getting out of hand. I put flames on my printers. It's like they're tearing ass around the shop floor, but standing still. Still, waters run deep. People like their Aqua Teen episode. That comes from
LDI.
LDI Repro.
Yeah.
Oh, so
he's talking about his big commercial printers.
Yeah.
Talking about.
I put flames. Okay. Well, I thought it said, idiot. printer, and that would be me because I obviously didn't print it well. This one's really cool. This is from somebody that just found the show through an algorithm. So it's Ace 130 6141. This is super cool to stumble upon through the algorithm. Aqua Teen Hunger Force is my favorite show ever. I found it when I was like 8 or 9 in the early 2000s. I'm an underground rapper from Greenville, South Carolina, and Aqua Teen Hunger Force is beloved in our circles. Haven't found a lot of the people behind it just chilling around talking before, so thanks for this. And that's, yeah, that's what our show was. They just, you know, chilled with us, and we appreciated that a lot. You know, it wasn't one of those, when we've had Dave so many times, and I've
talked, they dropped a few nuggets, but mostly we just hung out with them.
Yeah, it was like people just hanging out and talking. And then Mega Man Hero replied, Southern Living. I remember telling one of my friend's parents that I knew about this show, and they were remotely tempted to call my parents at the time. I'm 24 now. I was 7 then. And yeah, I haven't talked to my parents in years, let alone that lady.
Why is a 7-year-old up at 2 a.m. when Adult Swim is showing Aqua Teen?
Bad parenting.
He hasn't talked to him in years.
Exactly.
His views.
Or news.
We didn't do Views News last week because we ran over, but it would have been Please Don't Destroy movie. Anybody watch that yet? I hear it's very funny. Not getting great reviews, but a lot of people say it's funny.
Yeah, reviews don't really mean anything. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it too. I'm saving it for Black Friday. Scott Pilgrim, anybody check that out yet? That started.
Yeah, I checked out the first one. It's good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
It's cool hearing all the original voices.
Yeah, the real voices from the movie. Yeah.
And Fargo, I tried to stay up last night to watch it, but I fell asleep.
I'm going to watch that tonight. We should talk about that.
Tonight too.
If everybody likes it. Steph, did you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet, no.
Are you gonna?
Yeah, I planned on it, yeah.
Yeah.
If we all like it, let's make it one of those shows we talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
All right, so that was last week. This week, Good Burger 2 comes out.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what the plot is for this. I guess they own the franchise now, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the first movie.
Mm-hmm. I know that Arby's.
Arby's has a tie.
Their Wagyu burger, they turned into the Good Burger and put like the pink mayonnaise sauce on it.
Yeah.
So it looks just like the one on the show.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to give it a views. The Squid Game, The Challenge comes out on Netflix this week.
Is that the reality show
game? Yeah, they're having like real people play the Squid Game games and not die.
That's a snooze for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun to watch people play some of those games. Not the cookie one or anything, but
I'll watch the first one just to see what it's like.
Yeah. I would be more likely to watch it if they killed them.
That was the movie, the show.
Baby steps, Tim. Baby steps. Okay. We'll get to Running Man sooner or later.
Someday. Killian.
No, Doctor Who, The Star Beast. This is the first of the David Tennant movies that's coming out on Disney Plus. You can watch it. Trivia's for me.
I'll wait and see what everyone else says.
It's David Tennant, though. He was a good doctor.
Yeah. What, Steph?
Not watching that.
Why? I thought you were a huge Doctor Who fan.
No. I never watched one episode of it. I like David Tennant, but I like him because of that murder show that he was on.
The British one or the American one with...
The British one.
You don't like the American version?
No, it was terrible.
Skyler?
No, it was awful.
Skyler, I'm going to push you off that cliff. I'll watch that. I'll check it out.
Yeah, you got to watch it on Disney Plus this time, though. Not on BBC America anymore.
I have Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out until he transforms into...
the dude from Sex Education.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is on Netflix right now. It's called Squaring the Circle. It's the story of Hypnosis, the guys that made all the album covers for like Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, like Dark Side of the Moon, like all those photos and album covers they made because they were like friends of Pink Floyd. And like it kind of goes back into the history of these bands when they were all just friends that knew each other. And it kind of, you know, everything blew up and it kind of took these people with them and they became like legends in rock history for all these album covers, because you know, it used to be that the art was, you know, a big percentage of why you bought the album.
Yeah.
Is Bill Hartman a part of them?
I don't know.
No, but he did a bunch of album covers. Yeah. I watched that Dark Side of Comedy about Phil Hartman.
Yeah, Squaring the Circle. All right. That looks great.
Mm-hmm. It's available now on Netflix.
Mine's also on Netflix. It's a new Mike Birbiglia special.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's very funny.
It looks good.
I like him.
Yeah.
No, mine is a documentary on Prime, premiered yesterday, about Barry Sanders. It's called Bye Bye Barry.
Yeah, you were telling me about this.
So good. I mean, especially for me, there was so much nostalgia watching those early 90s whenever he came on. And then we did great that one season. And, you know, then whatever. But he was always such a staple when I was growing up. And he didn't ever really talk about himself at all. You know, no one really knew why he walked away. So it was, he gave all that information or whatever. And it was really good. So I highly recommend it. Bye Bye Barry on Prime.
He could have ended up being the all-time running leader and he decided to not.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty admirable because he could have. It's not like what Eli Manning could have had the record for most consecutive starts, but his stupid ass coach benched him for fucking some stupid reason. And I'm not even a Giants fan. I just liked Eli Manning. And he could have had that record. Nah, we're going to start this other guy and lose. Isn't that what happened, Jeff?
Yeah, something like that.
Pretty lame punishing the Manning family. They own you. Where's that coach now? Who was that coach? Coughlin?
No, Fossil, I think.
Fossil. You old Fossil, you. He's no Brian Daboll. Mine is Daddy-Daughter Trip, which is the newest film by Rob Schneider. I interviewed him last week. Well, actually.
Oh, really? No way.
Yeah. Jared and I filled in yesterday. And we got about 8 minutes with him. And it was a fun interview. This movie.
He's a toaster?
No, he's a carrot. No, the premise of it is that he and his wife are poor and their daughter, and he wants to take her on spring break, but they don't have any money. They like go to, their idea of going to the movies is sitting outside of or overlooking a cliff, overlooking a drive-in, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's a labor of love. His whole family's in it. Elle King is in it. Adam Sandler's wife is in it and co-wrote it. You know, they're all friends, and that's how they get to make these movies. And I believe his real daughter plays his daughter in this movie, but it's for kids and there's a lot of slapstick in it. And he was a real nice guy. In the interview, so I thought I'd give it a plug. I'll probably watch it. I've never been super. You know what you're going to get when you're watching a movie with him in.
I'll watch it when it starts streaming somewhere. Yeah. I'm not going to rent it.
Oh, I'm not going to buy it.
No. Is it a Happy Madison production?
I don't know.
It ought to be, but I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's a different company, but I didn't really delve that deep into it. Jared asked him, he goes, hey, I see that you endorsed RFK Jr. And I interrupted. He didn't want to talk about that right now. And he goes, yeah, do you think he could probably just stick to the movie?
Yeah.
He wasn't a dick at all. And, but, you know, we're going to pull that out of the interview. So, yeah, that's my staff pick. All right. We want to say, hey, listen, if you're looking for a cameo, I'm on Cameo at Tim Andrews here, H-E-R-E. But our good friend Mark Schrenkel from I Am Sean Array, and he also does the Who Buddies puppets. They're really, really good. He designed the Red Box Troll, also the Stallone puppet. You can find him on Cameo and hire him to do a number of things. He's very funny. He does good voices. Mark 001. Mark 001. Don't forget it's this weekend, isn't it? Aqua Teen Hunger Force Season 12/Season 14 returns. And I don't know when my episode airs, but two episodes air this week, and I believe one next week. So
no, I think you're next week.
Weekend, yeah.
Adult Swim, and then immediately they go to the Max app. Check out the video that's coming out, it'll be out in a couple days. Dynamic Wrestling Association, WWE, ECW wrestler Rhino is coming, and he's going to be fighting DWA champion Chase Skyler, and also Chase Skyler's manager and handler Chainmail are on this video. It was a lot of fun to make. Those guys are fun. and Kevin Kirkland, who runs the league. Those are fun guys, and I want them to do well because it's I like these little local wrestling guys. Steph, what's going on with Barkville this weekend? Anything?
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything this weekend, but we need fosters really bad. So if you've been considering it, please go to barkvilledogrescue.org and fill out a foster application. But even if you can't do it long term, we just need people to watch people's pets during like Christmas break and stuff like that. So even if you only did it a weekend and never did it again, we would really appreciate it. So if you could do that or donate money, that would be great.
Well, if you can do that, where would they go to find out more?
I'll just go to barkvilledogrescue.org.
All right. Am I forgetting anything? Woof. Keep it canine.
Keep it canine.
All right, guys. Sorry. I feel like I was just complete shit tonight. So if you want to re-record it tomorrow weekend.
Eat some jackfruit, monk fruit.
You know how they get that? I had fun regardless, and I hope that you guys did as well.
Yeah.
I've been having a lot of fun doing the show the last couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, it's been great.
Longer than that, actually, but it's been fun. So I apologize if I was a little down today. It just feels weird to be here.
Sure.
Doing it.
In your own house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm never here. All right, guys.
All right, man. Well, happy Thanksgiving, dudes.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.